There are a few more questions that I want to answer before you begin the class. These are the questions. When I listen to class, I feel uplifted. Afterwards, I immediately drop, and it seems artificial. I don't know what to do with myself. Why does the group influence me this way? You see, you understand that we have to play, to act. Any development is assumes that we have to play. I want to resemble something, something that I haven't attained, like an infant playing an adult in order to become one. That's what we should do. Play Kabbalists, play corrected so that we become one. There has to be this atmosphere in the group. We all understand that we're acting out, and we're still doing it because we relate to it this way. And from this approach we act. It is all artificial. And even if there is hate underneath, it's because the group still hasn't taken upon itself all the rules of the game. Meaning, beastly as they were born, they will die like that unless you begin to artificially create those relationships. Then you'll have nothing. One more thing. One friend wants money, there's another woman, the other respect, but they all want spirituality. How should I think of them? In order, should I cover up for their physical desires, or think of them, or what? You don't even have to think what their egoism wants. You have to think how you, from within you, through your friends, work, create such a sensation of the Creator within you, such a sensation that will overshadow all other desires. The thing is that we're always comprised of all our desires, four desires: the physical, food, sex, comfort, peace, what the body wants, happiness, respect, control, knowledge. We always want that anyhow. It might be a great Kabbalist in a degree beyond, even after the end of correction. But still, he remains in the body and his desires continue to exist. The only question is, do these questions overshadow the spiritual desire, or is it above them? I have a need to learn something. I use it for that sublime goal. My body wants, for example, some kind of satisfaction, physical satisfaction, and also food. You also have to give it that. There's a time for that, and conditions, and you have to do it. We're not talking about wealth as a purpose on its own. We just have to take care of it so that one doesn't become a burden on society. Society forces you to care about it. power and control and pursuit of honor. We want to have we want to appear respectable in the eyes of society, but that can help us continue to show our purpose better in the world. I've already talked about desire for knowledge, you know, we need it. There was once a condition among Kabbalists that in order to study Kabbalah, they had to first of all master all the corporal wisdoms, math, physics, painting, music, and so on. Seven wisdoms. Seven. Only afterwards go on with Kabbalah. Kabbalah constitutes that science that our senses can't perceive. That's why our desires develop from the corporeal, from a desire for corporeal pleasures to spiritual desires. And today it is necessary because we are in such a situation where the light corrects us completely, and without mastering science, it's impossible today. And that was started until the ruin of the Second Temple. And over the past 2,000 years, Bala Saram also knew philosophy, psychology, and other sciences. I have writings of his, manuscripts, and you can see that he learned about waves, resonance, how he divided the spectrum of lights, the elementary knowledge in physics and biology, psychology and philosophy. He had to master it in order to go from our world to attainment of the upper world. We just have to rationally use it somehow. A third of our lives is spent on sleeping. Can we control it? Of course. If we learn an article or watch something on television before we go to sleep, it affects. It affects how you wake up. Read even something very small so that it will put you into spirituality, and that's how you'll wake up. Test it and on yourselves and do it. We send a message to all our cellular phones every day, which part of which article we read before we go to bed. We go to sleep and read that part, that portion of the article, maybe half a page or a quarter of a page. We all read it, and it enables the group to go to sleep with the same mind and wake up with the same thought and come to class like that. At noon, we also read an article together, and during the day we think of the same thing. It's very important to build a common clique. We have to get into, how should I put it, slogans, same frame of mind. And the most important is before we go to sleep. That will end our introduction. I'd like to ask of you to pay attention to this class, because it is the most important thing for us right now, that we have to acquire the sensation of the Creator. Good luck.